From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. They're partying inside Buckingham Palace. Prince William and Kate Middleton, now the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, were married today, and the festivities are still going on. NPR's Philip Reeves followed the day's events, and he sent us this report.
Few institutions in the world are better at grand ceremonial occasions than the British monarchy. This one was flawless. Queen Elizabeth walked into Westminster Abbey to this. Then a Rolls-Royce drew up and out stepped Kate Middleton, finally revealing her ivory and white satin wedding dress. The aisle was lined with trees and guests, some 1,900 in all. It's hard to be intimate with the whole world watching. This couple managed it. They gazed into each other's eyes and repeated the wedding vows.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
Till death us do part.
According to God's holy law.
According to God's holy law.
They were married by the Archbishop of Canterbury.
I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
With that, a big cheer went up from the crowd outside, under a grey, unreliable sky. The address was by the Bishop of London, Richard Charteris.
Many people are fearful at the prospects for our world. But the message of the celebrations in this country and far beyond its shores is the right one. This is a joyful day.
The House of Windsor's been through rocky times recently. It's lived through scandal, divorces, and above all, the death of Princess Diana. Remember the scalding anger of Diana's brother, Earl Spencer, at her funeral? Today, the Earl was before the cameras again.
It was incredibly beautiful, wasn't it? It's very moving, and the only downside on a perfect day was Diana not being there, but what a wonderful day, such a celebration, so thank you.
An open, horse-drawn carriage conveyed the newlyweds, smiling and waving, from the Abbey to a reception at Buckingham Palace. A flag-waving multitude surged up to the palace and gathered outside, waiting for this. A kiss on the palace balcony, not one but two. Then there was a surprise. The couple drove out of the palace in an open-topped Aston Martin trailing balloons. Their destination was Prince Charles's residence, very close by. Jenny Frazier from New York watched the day from a vantage point above the Abbey.
I think I'll just remember how exciting it was to be able to see Kate come out of the car for the first time, because we were just anticipating so much what exactly she would be wearing and thinking about it and talking about it and just actually seeing it all come together. It was truly magical.
Britain's monarchy has many detractors. It's considered by some to be arcane and politically irrelevant. Today, the world saw a dazzling pageant, beefeaters, mounted cavalrymen, buglers and clerics and much more. But it also saw a couple in love, a warm, smiling queen, a mischievous best man, Harry, and grins, even from the crusty old Duke of Edinburgh. If there was a time when this unusual institution was threatened with abolition, it's past. At least for now. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.